It's a warm evening, and the last hint of the recent sunset glows on the horizon. You're at the harbour, just a few steps away from the entrance to the city aquarium. It's the perfect location to spend a few relaxing hours, you think. Looking ahead towards the setting sun, you can see rows of ships bobbing gently on the tranquil water. The sea air is fresh, salty, and invigorating. Turning around, you find yourself facing the vast, shining complex of an aquarium. You imagine you can smell the same familiar scents within the building too. This aquarium is famous for its incredible collection of fish and other sea creatures, from urchins to turtles. You've heard about some of these enchanting exhibits. Magical spaces filled with coloured coral and anemones, and a vast room with tropical fish on all sides, even swimming above you on the ceiling. You can't wait to experience it for yourself and to see these exotic creatures with your own eyes. Best of all, you're visiting the aquarium after hours. This is a special privilege granted only to the lucky few who've managed to secure a rare ticket. This late in the day, the aquarium is closed to the general public, but the doors are now opening for you and just a few others. While part of you would like to stay and watch the faint glow of the sun disappearing on the horizon, you're excited for the visit ahead. Your walk along the waterfront has put you in a relaxed, almost dreamy mood. You can think of nothing better than spending an hour or two drifting from room to room, watching the fish float by. You take one last deep breath of the fresh evening air, relishing the scent of the sea, and then set off towards the aquarium entrance. A young man greets you warmly as he takes your ticket. "This is by far the best time to visit," he tells you. "No crowds, no groups, no noise. It's so much easier to appreciate the exhibits without distractions." There are no guided tours at this time, but there's an audio guide you can use if you like. He hands you a small blue headset and ushers you into the entrance hall with a smile. "Enjoy your visit," he says. You find yourself in a large, dimly lit room with a walkway that winds through a vast, sunken tank. While the tank takes up almost the entire floor space, the water is at the same level as your feet. As you wander slowly along the maze of bridges and walkways, you can see right into the water. It feels as if you're standing in the middle of the ocean, the most magical sensation. There's so much to see that at first, you're not sure where to look. You decide to take your time. There's no rush after all. You can walk at an easy pace, stopping whenever something catches your attention.